In this bulletin, a new report warns of the trauma caused by controversial strip search policy and impact on First Nations Australians. Australia's biggest banks due to hand back more than $60 million in unethical bank fees. And Minister for Communications defends the government's decision to include YouTube in media ban. A new report has warned of the trauma caused by a controversial strip search policy in New South Wales and the disproportionate impact on First Nations Australians. A report from Harm Reduction Australia and Redfern Legal Centre has analysed previously unreleased police data showing more than 85% of over 80,000 strip searches conducted in the past 10 years have found no drugs. Tobias Elliott Orr, the First Nations legal officer at the Redfern Legal Centre, says young Indigenous people have been especially targeted with strip searches.
The big takeaways from the recommendations is the negative effect that searches are having on anyone who's being searched, but especially young people and young First Nations people, because we're finding that First Nations people are obviously over-targeted and over-policed with these searches, strip searches and normal searches. They've been akin to the level of trauma of something similar to a sexual assault. It can have not only long-lasting effects on their, you know, their trust and relations with police, but also on some kind of psychological level, the harm that it's kind of resulting in.
The report recommends the end of strip searches targeted at children under 18 and those suspected of minor drug possession, and calls for the end of drug dogs at festivals and events. The authors have also called for evidence-based drug reforms and the expansion of harm reduction programs. Victoria's Premier Jacinta Allan has dismissed a new report claiming the Labor government has invested almost $400 million on treaty negotiations since 2016. The analysis was published by Conservative Analysis Centre, the Institute of Public Affairs. The report also warns the cost of the issue could rise, with Victoria expected to introduce a treaty bill to Parliament later this year. Ms. Allan has dismissed the claim, denying the expense was only to pay for treaty negotiations.
It would be incorrect and indeed completely false to characterise the investment that has been made to date as just being on the negotiations. We've been on a long and steady journey here in Victoria for the past 8 years. It has involved legislation going to the Parliament, two pieces of legislation to set up this framework. It's involved extensive engagement with both Indigenous Victorians but also the entire community.
Australia's big banks are due to hand back more than $60 million in unethical bank fees, while the Commonwealth Bank has opted not to refund $270 million in fees charged to disadvantaged customers. The national corporate regulator ASIC has issued a reprimand to banks for incorrectly charging customers on Centrelink and disability support payments. Westpac and Bendigo Bank have announced they will issue refunds to eligible customers, while CommBank said it will not give back the $270 million it charged low-income customers since the Royal Commission into bank misconduct 6 years ago. Bettina Cooper from Mobstrong Debt Help says this is a blow to First Nations people, as historically it was the Commonwealth Bank which set up branches in remote communities.
ASIC has released two reports. The banking code has changed. Does it really take a big stick for CBA to do the right thing? Shame on CBA, just shame. It is clear what they need to do. It is clear from the ASIC report. When will CBA do what's right for its vulnerable customers? Profiteering off your most vulnerable customers is not a good look.
Israel and the United States have criticised the United Kingdom's decision to recognise a Palestinian state by September if Israel fails to agree to a ceasefire in Gaza. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced the decision, saying this is the moment to act. But an Israeli foreign ministry post on social media platform X condemned the UK's decision, calling it a reward for Hamas. US President Donald Trump said he did not discuss UK recognition of Palestinian statehood with the British Prime Minister during their meeting in Scotland on Tuesday.
But to follow- follow up on that? I mean, is there any use at all in pressuring Israel now to come to some sort of longer-term solution?
Or at least you could make the case that you're rewarding people, that, you know, you're rewarding Hamas if you do that. And I don't think they should be rewarded. So I'm not in that camp, to be honest.
Minister for Communications Michelle Rowland has defended the Albanese government's decision to include YouTube in the under-16s social media ban. The government backflipped on their original plan to exempt YouTube from the ban, citing its educational resources, but has since decided to include the video-sharing website, ensuring educators can still use school-approved content through their accounts. Speaking to Channel 9, Ms. Rowland says she has reviewed fresh evidence from the eSafety Commissioner in June that found 70% of children had their most impactful harm from exposure to content on YouTube.
YouTube does have educational features. I know, you know, my daughter's learned number blocks there. Teachers will still be able to send links home that you can use if you need to. They'll be able to use their own account in the classroom. YouTube Kids still exists for when we do need our kids. There is a place for social media, obviously, but social media platforms have a social responsibility. And with a stat like 4 out of 10 kids experiencing online harm, as the Minister for Communications, I had to act.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he remains focused on easing cost of living pressures, highlighting a planned cut to prescription medicine prices. The government is introducing a bill to lower the pharmaceutical benefits scheme co-payment cap from $31.60 to $25. With opposition support, the bill is expected to pass quickly, and the changes are set to take effect from the 1st of January 2026. Fine arts students at the University of New South Wales are protesting about a new course on artificial intelligence in creative practice, saying it undermines human-made art and threatens artists' future job prospects. The subject, Generative AI for Artists, begins in September and will teach students how to use AI to create visual, text-based, audio, video and 3D artworks. It also promises to critically explore issues like copyright, data harvesting and energy use. But many students argue the course sends the wrong message at a time when artists are already grappling with automation and the unauthorized use of their work to train AI systems. A petition calling for the cancellation of the course has been signed by around 500 students so far. The university says the course promotes critical thinking. Sydneysiders hoping to watch this year's New Year's Eve fireworks from Blues Point will now have to pay for the privilege. North Sydney Council has voted to charge $50 per person for access to the popular viewing spot, aiming to raise over $400,000 by selling 8,000 tickets. Around $95,000 will go towards event costs, with the rest helping to cover the council's $1 million annual fireworks bill. The move follows a failed attempt earlier this year to hike local rates by 87%, which was knocked back by the state's pricing tribunal. Mayor Zoe Baker admits the fee could hit young families hardest, but says the council's financial position is serious. Blues Point is the only North Sydney location being ticketed after plans to charge other sites were dropped. And to sport now, in rugby union, Wallabies lock Nick Frost says the Wallabies have to work on their consistency if they're to finally beat the British and Irish Lions. The Lions have won the series with victories in the first two tests, but Australia still has plenty to play for in the third and final match in Sydney this Saturday. Frost says the differences between Australia's best play and worst play have to become less prominent.
That's something as a team that we need to minimise those gaps from having, you know, good parts of the game, but then put poorer parts. We need to, you know, make those margins smaller so then we stack moments up. And then throughout the game, we put on a good performance consistently through 80 minutes.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, cloud clearing 18. Adelaide, a shower or two 13. Melbourne, a possible shower 13. Hobart, a shower or two 11. Canberra, showers 9. Wollongong, rain 14. Sydney, much the same 15. Newcastle, rain 17. Brisbane, a shower or two 23. Cairns, partly cloudy 30. And Darwin, partly cloudy 31. And that is NITV Radio News.